Back here on today's Landley Radio Sports page, we're joined now by members of the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Team. And we'll start by having you guys introduce yourself with your name, your year, and maybe your favorite memory associated with Pella Christian Boys Tennis.
I'm Aaron Minders. I'm a junior. And my favorite memory was getting fifth place at conference last year.
My name is Rob Scher. I'm a junior. And my favorite memory was getting third place in district with my doubles partner, Toby Vandermolen, last year.
I'm Evan Cheddar. I'm a junior. My favorite memory is our team meals, especially the one last year where we all went to Subway.
I'm Rhett Terpstra. I'm a junior, and I just really enjoyed the upperclassmen last year and bus rides and before meet time. It was just fun.
Lots of great memories there. And guys, we're getting ready to kick off another season. Tuesday was supposed to be the kickoff day. Unfortunately, the weather did not cooperate with that, but as you get ready for the season, what's the thing you're most looking forward to about each of your junior campaigns?
I'm looking forward to just getting better as a team and for us all to grow together, not just individually, but to all have a good season with each other.
I'm really looking forward to all the relationships that we get to build with this team because our guys kind of becomes a family of their own.
I really like seeing people just move up, progressing a lot throughout the season, and people just moving around, just holding their ground and all that.
I really like just, you know, spending time with the team, getting to play with everyone.
And as we go into this season two, this program is still a newer program here at Pella Christian. Had been gone for 9 years. We're here in year number four, getting ready to start year number four of having boys tennis back and being a part of the group that is really continuing to help this program build in and see continued success that you've gotten to see over the last few years. What does that mean to you guys to be able to kind of help bring Pella Christian boys tennis back to the forefront of people's minds after there was such a long layoff without having tennis here?
I think it's a really cool thing, you know, just to help build up relationships and just keep it going throughout all the years.
I think it's really special that we can be a part of God's story and becoming a special place in the history of PC tennis, and hopefully it can continue to grow stronger.
I think it's really exciting because when I look back on my freshman year playing on JV, I just get to see all the guys around me that have gotten better and have gotten to build this program up and make us an even better, more recognizable team.
Here in the fourth year back, it's really cool that just we're seeing every year new guys interested, even the girls team, they're really big too. We just keep growing every year. Everybody's getting more interested in tennis, and it's cool to see that Pella Christian is a part of that.
And you touched on something really cool that I wanted to touch on too, is just the growth of this program. And talking to Coach Fitzgerald, he's talked about the growth that you guys have shown in your not only in your team numbers and things like that, but also the growth individually in the skill sets. What's one thing that you would say since you started tennis here at Pella Christian to where you are now that has really changed for you? Maybe that's a strategy or a specific skill. What's something that you've kind of learned or grown in over the last couple of years here competing with Pella Christian boys tennis?
Over the last few years, I've learned to really trust my doubles partner, let them handle it, and I've also learned to not hit the ball as hard as I can.
Through the amazing coaching staff that we have here with Coach Stubbs and Coach Fitzgerald, I've just been able to truly learn like the fundamentals of tennis and how to incorporate them into match play.
The thing that I've improved on the most is for sure my ground stroke and just being able to like get both feet planted and get really through that ball with a good amount of spin.
My serve has progressed significantly since the beginning for sure. Same with my forehand ground stroke. But not just that, also just keeping my head in matches. It can be hard, but definitely getting better.
And we're talking to members of the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Team here on today's Landley Radio Sports page. And kind of on the flip side of that here, as juniors now getting ready to really start the heart of your third season here with Pella Christian Boys Tennis, what are some of the things that you're hoping to work on this year to see continued improvements on, whether that be what you've already grown in and wanting to see further progress in that or additional areas of the game that you're hoping to grow?
This tennis season, I hope to see more progression in my serve.
I also am hoping to progress more in my serve this season because it's such an important part of tennis.
I feel like my thing that I need a lot of work on is probably my serve and or my backhand is also a little inconsistent.
I'd like to get better myself in a lot of areas, my backhand for sure, and but also with my doubles partner, I'd like to progress with them and grow better as a team.
And one thing that Rhett mentioned too is the mentality in matches. It could be a very challenging sport at times. What's something that you guys have kind of talked to yourselves about during matches or beyond that, just whether that be in practice, things like that, to make sure that you stay in that right mentality throughout a match and don't get either too high or too low throughout those matches?
Before matches, I try to pray about it and just go before the Lord and know that it will all be fine. And during matches, I just try to stay calm and not lose my head right away because I know that talking negative to myself will impact me a lot worse than just talking positive to myself would.
A big part of tennis is when you're playing with your doubles partner is making sure to like talk up your doubles partner, and then when they mess up, don't like take it out on them because that can really like impact your team bonding. So having a good, strong doubles partner with a strong mentality can take you a long way.
You just got to remind yourself that if you lose it, you know, it's not going to get better. It's just going to fall apart even worse. And so if you just keep reminding yourself that, you know, it's not the end of the world, you can always come back or next match. It's just, you know, it's not the most important thing in the world that you make every shot or, you know, win every match.
And now as we kind of look forward to this season and look at some of the goals that you guys have set forth, not only for yourselves, but as a team, what are some of the things that you guys are hoping to accomplish this year, both individually and as a team?
Individually, I hope to place higher up in conference this year. Same with team-wise. I hope that we can place pretty high in conference.
Individually, I'm hoping to win most of my matches and to just grow myself as a tennis player. And team-wise, I'm hoping that we can just all grow our relationship and become a strong tennis team, which I know we can.
Me individually, I'm hoping that my singles play and like where I place myself in a game grows a long ways. And as a team, I'm hoping to get some more recognition for our seniors, like maybe getting a senior night.
I hope as a team that we get good enough to where people might be inspired to come play next year or just keep the biggest thing is just keeping the tennis program going to me.
Once again, that was some of the junior members of the Pella Christian Boys tennis team here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.